Jaycee Knott is the board president of the Misery Mountain in Peace River, and she joins us on the line. Jaycee, thank you very much for joining us. Please, just get your comments on the fact that it sounds like the resort is on life support.
Yeah, we are. Last winter was pretty rough on us financially. We had a hard time finding staff, you know, all the, you know, minus 40 and then plus 5 and then rain and then it was hard to keep snow on the top of our hill, so we couldn't really open the top lift. And then, just to go with that, you know, the rising cost of all our utilities were insane last year, just for like the, you know, the couple days that we were open. I think we spent, I don't know, in like 3 or 4 months, upwards of $40,000 on utilities. And then that paired with the low memberships, we make most of our money as our season passes.
And if I'm not mistaken, the raffle that's going on right now, correct?
Yes, it is.
It's a question of just trying to pique interest, or is it just a question of being at the mercy of Mother Nature, being at the mercy of COVID? What is the biggest thing that needs to be addressed?
COVID actually was really good for us because there was nothing else open. The ski hills were open, you know, no other rec center, there was no hockey, no swimming, nothing. So it was actually really good for us, and we actually had a really good year. And then once everything come back, you know, hockey and skating, and it takes away from the people that come to the hill. And then Mother Nature, we fight her every year. But we do have, like, snow-making capabilities. But sometimes, you know, if the weather isn't right, we can't make snow. Or if it warms up and rains, there goes all our snow that we just made. And then our raffle is usually how we are able to make snow at the beginning of the year. So you saw about October, November, that kind of time of the year, and then we start making snow from that money. But this year, we changed our raffle and we went all to online.
Mm-hmm.
So no more paper tickets. And we're seeing some response, but we're not seeing that full response that we normally do. And if we can't even make our, you know, our price or for the cost for our prizes, I don't see much of a future for us, because that's our only way that we have any revenue right now.
You mentioned that the utilities have been, in your words, insane. I understand also that repairs and replacement to some of the equipment is needed, and that can incur a rather large expense. Am I correct on this, or am I
not? Well, you are. Our group, I think, was donated to us, I want to say 20 years ago, was already old at that time. And a new groomer is worth, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, we can get a used one for probably, you know, close to like the $150,000 marks, but for a nonprofit that's not making a lot of money right now or has no money, that's pretty impossible. And if we don't have our groomer, we can't groom our runs and we can't open.
The AGM is coming up on October the 19th, what are you looking out of the AGM, obviously, besides people to hopefully help out?
Yeah, no, volunteers is number one. We want to come and see where the ski hills at, you know, see where we need help, see where we're struggling. You know, other people in the community might have other options for, you know, they might, you know, get money, or do grants, they might know people for sponsorships. The more people we have, the easier it is for everybody to volunteer. And if we only have, like, right now we only have a handful of people, and it's just for a few of us that are there.
How else are you looking to rebound and hopefully make it a half-decent 2022-23?
It's pretty bleak. I honestly, we have nothing in place that we normally would have in place. And the bottom line is we have no money. We have no money, and our bills are piling up, and we don't see a relief in sight right now.
How devastating is it going to be if we, unfortunately, and I'm hoping that it doesn't happen, but unfortunately, we lose it?
Most of my friends, myself including, we all learned to ski, snowboard at this hill. You know, I know lots of families who they can drop their kids off on, you know, the night skis or on the weekends and, you know, have the day to themselves while their kids are out there snowboarding and skiing. And it's right in town. That is such a huge thing that it's right in Peace River. Like, you don't have to drive on any highways, you don't have to go anywhere else. It's right here in town.
I know my daughter, who's 21 months old, has been a fan of riding in the toboggan at Misery Mountain. So maybe we could see some people out there this year. The optimism, again, it's kind of up in the air, and I guess it depends on the AGM, does it not?
It really does. It's kind of our make or break points, whether we get some commitment and some, you know, activity from the people around the community as well.
J.C. Mnott is the president of the board for Misery Mountain. J.C., I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much.